This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 110. And now, Girls on Trampolines!
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic.
Welcome to yet another episode of our podcast, folks.
Hey, guys.
Is somebody eating?
Not me.
Because I swear to God, I will punch somebody in the face over the
internet. It's not me this time.
It's me.
Oh!
I'm having my first, it's like 6 o'clock and I'm having my first meal of the day. Please forgive me. I'm hungry.
That's why
I had a bad day.
That's why you shouldn't skip breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day.
Breakfast isn't a real meal.
It is.
Just like things don't really exist.
Let me tell you, when you have grits, bacon, and eggs, and toast, and coffee, that is a meal. Big ups to Esh Mom.
I don't like bacon.
Esh Mom.
Well, there's something wrong with you then, because bacon is...
I don't mind, like, hash browns. Those are pretty good. But you can't have a breakfast that consists only of hash browns.
I love hash browns with ketchup.
Oh my God, that's so delicious. That was so delicious. Again, big ups to Esh Mom. There's just things wrong with you, but we've already established that. But there's nothing wrong with our website, which is at www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles that we have written up. You can use the hit us up link to talk to us directly, or if you have any questions or any comments about something that you've seen on our site. If you're not listening to us through iTunes, you can check us out on any RSS read, on our site through a live feed, on iTunes, or at the All Games Network.
You just realized that you said that if you're not listening to us on iTunes, blah, 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 you can listen to us on iTunes.
Well, you can listen to us at
iTunes.
If you're
not already listening to us on iTunes, you may listen to us.
If you're not.
There you go. That sounds good.
All right, so I dropped an N and a T. Does it really matter?
I'll choke. It does. Words can kill people.
Well, okay.
Especially if it's on a death warrant. You can also catch episodes of the Electric Sisterhood podcast on the All Games Radio Network, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. You can catch our show as well as a bunch of other fantastic shows like Evil Avatar, All Games Interactive, Super Happy Fun Time Show, Ultimate Quest, Bobby Black Wolf's show. I know, oh, Platform Nation. God, there's so many shows. I'm going to have to make, like, a list that I look at. I try so hard not to make cheat sheets, but I think I'm going to have to make a cheat sheet. Because there's just so many awesome shows on the All Games Radio Network that I can't keep them all straight. They're all just one big, massive feed of awesomeness.
It's like, go check out the archives, pick some shows. You probably will not be upset with what you choose.
I'd be really surprised if you were. With that said, I don't have any other business other than the countdown to PAX is on.
How many days?
2 weeks.
14 days.
There you go. The countdown has begun. Bam, chicka, bam,
bam. Do you have one of those like daisy chain things made out of the loops of paper where you tear off one every day and it gets shorter and shorter until...
Until it's Christmas?
Until it's, yep. Or whatever other thing you're counting down to.
I always hated those things in elementary school until I got down to 10 rings. And then I was like, yes! This is the most awesomest thing ever. Who needs a calendar? I have construction paper. And I rip it.
I would forget. And then I would forget for like a month. And I'd have to rip like 30 loops off.
Now, did
so
you do one
it was
time?
Like it was like I would have the full thing, and it would like be like 30 days worth of countdown, and then it would be the day of, and I'd be like, "Yay, it's here!" Wait, I have to rip my thing, and then I'd rip the whole thing all at once. So I really didn't get the concept.
Yeah, you really didn't put it into practice well. I preferred the daisy chain things to advent calendars. Did you ever have those? Because those things...
Oh, the ones where you pop open the door and, you know, get a little prize that nobody really wanted?
Exactly. Oh, look, it's a barrette for my hair.
You know what was even less exciting? Putting them back and using it the second time next year. Because then you knew what you were getting, and it was still crappy.
See, our mom got us different ones every year, and eventually, because we just stopped caring to pop open the damn doors, she started putting money behind the doors. So then Pan and I used to fight over who got to open the door.
No. Because... So we only ever had one for my entire childhood, because we got sick of it.
Yeah.
I sound like such a poor kid right now.
It's okay. It's
You're probably the richest of the three of us. Barn that you live in. You should see her house, Ninja.
She's like, oh my god, you live in a mansion. You gotta remember, it's my parents' house. Me, I have no money, and I'm 22 and still living at my parents' house.
Hello.
24 and still living at her parents' house.
Hi, my name is Panda. I live with my mother. I have no job.
Oh, that's true. At least you have a job.
You've got
that's
a job.
Right.
This one You're over here
bomb.
Is completely a sponge.
I should go and get a maid outfit and go be a maid at Magic's barn mansion.
Oh, here's an idea. You should go get a maid outfit and be a maid at your house and pay mom back for the stuff that she buys you. Oh, shit, did I say that out loud? Yes.
I do clean the house.
No, hot mess cleans the house.
No, hot mess cooks for the house.
Anyway, let's get into the show, because we're totally off topic, and that's definitely another podcast.
Off topic's the best place to be, though.
Off topic is fun. By the way, I did have a great time on vacation. Massachusetts, you rock.
Yeah. I can't believe I didn't see you the entire time you were here.
Well, you know, there were some things that happened that kind of put a damper on our venturing out. One, the weather. Two, friends of the family dying.
Yeah.
That can put a damper on pretty much anything.
Three, going out to a club and realizing it's hot man night for man night.
Yes.
it was manhunt for men.
It was... No, that's actually the name of the party.
Yeah. Man. The whole time I'm going, if I had known, I would have worn pants.
Yep. That was kind of interesting. We were all ready to hot fire and get down and with our drunken selves. And Pan and I kind of looked at each other and went, all right, so the Abercrombie ratio right now is 70-30.
Ninja, I don't think we're going to win this one.
I think we're going to win this one, girls. Pack it up. Put them away. Nobody's interested.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anywho. The music was great, though.
I laughed because I feel sorry
was
for
great.
You.
Yeah, the music was great. In any event. I'm going to give the mic of 1,000 to you two first. And I'm going to play cleanup hitter.
Me and Magic are taking over the mic first, and I think we're pretty much just going to rant and talk and banter about apparently just talking about why
person everything 42
life Cheerios
42
and the American way baby.
I love Cheerios.
Trix are better than Cheerios.
Trix,
I love Trix.
Okay, look, Trix are fucking delicious, okay?
Trix are amazing.
Trix are greater than Cheerios, which is less than Golden Grahams?
No. Golden Grahams?
Golden Grahams are better than Cheerios, too. Cheerios are like cardboard...
No, but Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, well, Honey Nut Cheerios is a different
Honey Nut Cheerios is a totally different thing.
That's a different... We're talking just straight up plain Jane, good for your heart, cholesterol, helping Cheerios.
Oh, they're crap.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're cardboard loops.
Hello, I am Cheerios. You are crap. And, and then they're sad because
you know what I used to do that was really awful? I used to take Lucky Charms, get rid of the not
and only the marshmallows,
and then mix the marshmallows with Trix. I am surprised
you have
I'm still alive, actually.
Dude.
I'm surprised that one, you're alive, and two, you're not a diabetic.
She might be in the future, but anyway,
I am high risk, actually.
Yeah.
Well, when you take the Lucky Charms and you put them in the Trix, I mean, the only thing that would have been worse is if you'd top that off with some Fruit Loops and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, did I mention instead of milk, I used fluff? Marshmallow fluff?
Are you
That's
serious?
Not true, but that would have killed me.
One, I'd have to go, but fluff isn't fluidy.
It kind of is.
Not well, if you leave it out long enough.
It's not quite the same as milk, but it's definitely more fluidy than solidy.
This is true. But one should not eat the cereal in fluff.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's not a milk substitute.
No, I only eat Trix dry, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, I eat Trix dry, too.
I eat Trix dry, but I eat Golden Grahams wet.
Me, too. They're so yummy. Mm.
All right, so now on the Food Network, I guess we're talking about breakfast foods.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back kind of on.
Yeah, you grab a box of Trix and sit in front of the TV and just munch.
Well,
yeah.
I put them in a bowl and pretend there's milk in it.
I've got to admit, though, my new obsession is Party Mix. Chex Mix, Cheez-Its Party Mix. I haven't had that stuff in years, and then I picked up a box like 2 weeks ago, and I've had like a box a day since then. It's terrible.
I'm liking dried stuff in my cereals. I like Chex Mix, though, but I like the honey nut oat Chex Mix. I eat a whole bag of that shit.
I don't like the sweet Chex Mix. I like I don't know, it's not spicy, but that's the only other word I can think of for it.
Different strokes, different folks. All right, go back to talk it. I'm going in the corner.
Different
the
corner. Folks. Oh, anyway.
Great. Right. Lead on, Benda.
Anyway, I think me and Magic pretty much just want to talk about why we love blank. And obviously the blanks are different because my blank is different than her blank, which is different than Ninja's blank. None of the blanks are the same.
Is it terrible that I really want to fill in the blanks? It's like a madcap podcast.
It's like Panda likes blank.
You just stick dirty words in all the blanks, and it just makes everything better.
Wow. Anyway, so my blank for today. Great, I can see people filling in words now after this drop.
My blank.
It's like my blank for this show is going to be anime, which makes a lot of sense since I'm the person who talks about anime more than anything else, even though I am gaming. I'm a gamer as well as a manga reader. But why anime, people say? Why?
Why?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that. Or the whole, but why, Panda? Why?
Why?
Because I'm going to tell you.
Where's the beef?
Okay.
Where's the beef?
It's in the hamburger. Anyway, let me say what I need to say.
Well, say it. Nobody's stopping you.
All right. It's because anime talks about shit that I thought adults talked about when I was like 7. When I was
Wait,
7.
What?
When I was 7.
I would like you to explain that viewpoint in incredible depth.
When I was 7. And I was like, man, you know, you always get ushered away from the adult table. You can, you know, and if you do sit there, you really don't understand what they're talking about. I totally went through a whole Charlie Brown wah, 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 wah phase.
You know, yeah, I hated that. You always thought that the adults were doing something interesting, but the second you
really
joined,
cool. And then you become an adult and it's like, yeah, so I have to pay my bills this week.
The really awkward was the in-between part where you were too old to sit at the kids' table and you didn't fucking care what the adults were talking about.
Yeah, but then you had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
But 7-year-old Panda thought that, oh man, when I'm an adult, I'm going to talk about all this cool, interesting stuff. Then Panda turned 14 and learned about sex and thought that's what...
Went straight from 7 to 14?
Just like Jesus in the Bible.
I'm doing this in increments of 7.
Okay.
So at 14, I learn about sex. And I figure, oh man, that's gotta be what adults are talking about all the time. Because they tell me I can't do it. I shouldn't really talk about it. Ninja shouldn't be teaching me all these words. Cause
hey, whoa. Don't put me in your shit.
Don't you remember the 12 Days of Christmas song that wasn't about Christmas?
What? Well, no. No, I can't say that I do.
First day of... Oh, come on.
I can't say that I do.
That sounds like she does. She just doesn't want to admit it.
Oh, yeah. I said I can't say that I do.
She can't say that she does.
Me, her, and Eshmom were around the tree decorating it. And all of a sudden, I look over at Eshmom. What's multiple orgasms?
Oh, and, shit, I remember that.
And Mom was like, what? Where did you learn that? And I said, Rochelle told me.
And, no, I did not. No, I did not.
And Mom went right upside one side and right down.
Oh, God, did I catch a whooping? I was so pissed.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So then I thought, well, that must be what adults talk about. Because, you know, Ninja was old enough that she was, like, crusting the adult line. Where she was
cresting, not crusting
it. Cresting it, yeah. And so I figured, well, Ninja would know. So when I get to Ninja's age, I'll be talking about that stuff.
Oh, crap.
7 more years. 21.
Oh, you won't shut up about sex. God.
I know. It's pretty, you know, well, I'm not 21 now, but it's pretty much all I talk about from then to now. And I've come to realize that adults don't talk about sex. And
not half as much as they should anyway.
Right. So I was like, man, with all this energy, you know, towards this one thing, I need to find a proper outlet. And I don't watch porn really. Like sometimes, and I don't get anything out of that or anything. But then, you know, watching anime at first, you know, I was like, oh, well, they're drawn differently. The stories are more involved and that's great. But everything links to something perverse, something sexual, something raunchy here in the American culture, or something that we look down on here in America. So I said, hey,
like incest?
Yeah. I wasn't going to go there, but yeah. But yeah. So I was like, well, here's my outlet. Here it is. I'm like, and everything that I've ever thought about, I've seen in an anime somewhere. Granted, I didn't come across this until later on in my years. Like, at first when I was watching Dragon Ball, granted, in Dragon Ball, Goku kept, like, dropping his pants and showing people, you know, his balls. So, I mean, and he does in some of the episodes, but I digress. But I'm just saying. So, I mean, at first I was like, well, I feel a connection with this because I relate to this a lot easier than I do to a lot of American cartoons.
You relate, like, to him dropping his pants?
Well, not him particularly, but... But the way that the Japanese approached, you know, those type of topics.
Yeah, the way they didn't really care what people thought and just said whatever they wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. And they just let everybody do whatever. So, I mean, and that's where it kind of stems from. Not to mention, I kind of like the fact that people were walking around with, you know, blue hair or cat ears that weren't, like, on a headband. Or, like...
Yeah, they actually, you know, had cat ears.
Yeah, like... You know, and you don't find, I mean, or at least back in those days, you didn't find that in a lot of American cartoons. I mean, out of all the cartoons that we have here in America, the only ones that stand out in my brain are the Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry, Scooby-Doo, and, like, the Flintstones and the Jetsons. And
I was really into, like, the Gargoyles and the X-Men, which, if you look at the credits on those, they may as well be anime.
Yeah, which is why I didn't say any of them. Yeah. Like, I liked those too, but I'm just saying for Americanized cartoons.
Yeah,
longest time, America has coined itself on being, you know, like a slapstick king. You know, where it's like, oh, your head went through a frying pan.
Well, you got to remember that the majority of the Western cartoons initially came up as being just entertainment that was going to play between feature-length films. So they needed to be sight gags because they were short.
Right. Yes. But I'm just saying, I mean, when it started to branch out to being more than just that, you know, it's like America's like, well, we've got a good thing going. So, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that makes sense. But at the same time, as America grew in animation and whatnot, I figured that the expectations for innovation here in America would happen also, and it didn't.
Well, it did. It's just, it's a different innovation, though.
Innovation.
If you take a look at just moving from short form to long form to feature-length film, and what Disney did as far as backgrounds and you know, hand-drawn animation, taking it to that level, that's a huge leap in animation. You wouldn't have had what happened in Eastern animation happen without the influence of Western animation.
Yeah,
it's just that the design styles are different because culturally, at the core, we're different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. But I'm just saying, you know, from someone who started watching, you know, cartoons and anime stuff from a very early age, I mean, this is just my thought progression on why I'm drawn to it. I mean, granted, everyone's got their own different, you know, little Segway racing path.
Right. All I'm saying is innovation, period. It looks different from whatever point you come at.
So, I mean... But, I mean, I was always very fascinated with the stories being so different. And their ideas of slapstick was a lot different also. I mean, like, you know, they always liked to plug in a kind of, you know, game show-esque type of thing. Like, if you watch Fushigi Yugi and a couple of the episodes in the second season of that, you know, I think they do a lot of play on words. Where, you know, yes, you know, in the, you know, dub, because I did watch Fushigi Yugi in dub first. Where am I going with this?
I don't know.
I lost my train of thought. But I mean, you know, Miyaka being the idiot and, you know, Yui being the smart one, you know, the play on words was, it was fluid. Like, you really had to think about it for a moment because in the dub it flowed so naturally, like you didn't know that they were being, you know, it wasn't funny until you saw the animation to go with it. You know, and now, like, when I'm talking with friends at the table and, like, I'm like, oh man, I need something funny to say, the first thing I think of is that play on words. Like, it was a little more evolved than...
What play on words?
Like, in the episode, you know, they're in Seiryu. They're trying to get to Yui so that she can't summon Seiryu. And, you know, Tamahome's bad Tamahome. And, like, he becomes good Tamahome.
Bad Tamahome is so awesome. I love bad Tamahome.
And they get him to become good Tamahome again. And he's like, oh, man. He's like, I totally just got hit on by those troops. You know, or, like, got hit up pretty bad by those troops. And you see Miyaka, and she's got this old guy, like, bald head on. And, like, Yui's sitting there in, like, a little bunny costume. He's like, hey, baby, nice butt you got there. And, you know, and she's like, that's not what she meant, Miyaka. And she's like, oh. You know, like, their humor is so different from ours. But, you know, I got it. Granted,
I think
it was,
they're a lot more open about sexuality is one
over
of the biggest.
Yeah, which, I mean, like I said, that's more or less the reason why I was drawn. And, I mean, I love the fact that they have a way of pulling in history, their history, and making it interesting to learn about. Like, I mean, and I could pull that from games. Like, the fact that I like Onimusha, mm-hmm. like that gaming ring. Like, there's so much history being pumped until 3, technically. 1 and 2 was so full of historical content. You know, and if you actually pay attention to it, it pretty much tells you the linear, like, progression of their history. Like, you know, they used a lot of generals that were in wars. You know, Nobunaga Oda, for example, was totally a badass. Granted, he didn't sell his soul to the demons and, you know, become one, but he was as badass as they made him appear in that game.
Why do they always make him
an ultra bad guy?
No, yeah, well, okay, not that, but why do they always make him either more or less than human? They always make him a full-on demon. And I've always thought that, like, the fully human characters that did shit like that were, I don't know, slightly more villainous-seeming than the ones who did have demonic background.
Yeah, because then people are just like, oh, well, he was possessed by demons, so it wasn't really him, instead of him consciously going, I'm going to follow demons, even though I'm human.
Yeah,
I get it.
Like it's a little bit scarier or whatever you want, a little bit cooler, a little bit scarier that they could be fully human while doing those same things. It's like they wanna dehumanize him.
Yeah, which is why I think they did that.
Yeah, I don't know what their view on him is, but so, it just seems really interesting to me.
But I've noticed in a lot of things that they put him in, they either make him or a character in his image, mm-hmm. you know, that way. I mean, I don't know personally, but still, like, I mean, like I said, they put a lot of history in there, and their history is not boring. Now, I mean, if I was going to learn about, you know, Japanese history at school, I'd probably find it to be very boring.
But it's the media
choice and how they decide to, you know, present it to me that makes this appealing. But, I mean... It was always just a draw, you know, and then on top of that, you know, the idea of, like, hearts and stars coming out of my hands or, like, a magical brooch on like my shirt would turn me into like this super cool fighting like hero.
Or the fact that a tiara would make you unrecognizable to others.
I know, because a tiara is that powerful.
I wonder who Sailor Moon is.
You know what? They could have at least changed her hair. No.
Nope.
It was like a cloak of invisibility. It's the tiara of like disguise. No mask, no nothing. But whatever. But I mean, and that's really where it stemmed from.
So you came to love anime because you like sex.
Yeah, essentially. But I don't really watch hentai or anything. Like, I mean,
only with mom.
Once. And it was Blue Girl. And it's because she wanted to know what the whole tentacle thing
was. Everybody's going to watch Blue Girl at least once.
Well, but not with your parents.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Right, if my mom was willing and, you know, wasn't going to be, like, evil about it, I would totally do that.
No, here's the reason why you can't watch anything like that with your parents.
You can't do it with our mom, because as you're watching it...
Well, why is that happening? What's that? Why is that going there? Well, I don't understand why
exactly.
You watch this. Why
are
you
like, tentacles.
She's like a 3-year-old child. Why? And you're just like, shut up.
I know.
See, I'm kind of desensitized to stuff like that, because I went I went with my aunt and uncle and mom and dad to Miss Saigon. Miss Saigon. And so, like... We had really close seats, so we were, like, 3 feet away from the stage where the actors were humping one another. And I was like...
Lovely.
I was, like, 10. So after that, I just couldn't care less. That traumatized me for life.
Yeah. I mean, I can still remember the day that I watched The Blue Girl with Mom, because she's like, I'm very interested. And I'm like, Mom, I really...
Sort of
at first, I was like, no, Mom, I really don't want to watch this with you. I mean, it is porn. She's like, Amanda, it is sex. Hello. I'm your mother.
Hello.
I'm just like, okay, Mom.
If I didn't
Mom.
Know about sex, you wouldn't exist.
Like, okay, Mom, if you say so. So, of course, she's like, so wait, they're ninjas? I'm like, yes, Mom. And she's like, and they use sex to fight. All the girls are girl ninjas and all the boys. And I'm like, yes, they're separated by their... And she's like, so you win a battle by making the other... Yes, Mom. It's like, what's that tentacle beast doing? He's raping her vagina, Mom. Okay.
I think that would be so much fun.
Oh, no.
Because
then she's just like, the most classic thing to come out of her mouth was during one of the tentacle scenes. She's just like, wow, they really know what the inside of a vagina looks like. Like, of course, at this point, I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. Because I just couldn't take it. You know, so finally I come back and I'm in utter silence and I'm like, okay, it's over. Cause you know, the Blue Girl, you know, the single disc only have 2 episodes on each. Thank God. So we will watch 3 and 4.
I had the box set, so I never had to deal with it.
See, I've only seen up to episode 6. I haven't even seen 7 or 8.
Yeah. See, I had the box set and then I got bored with hentai for a while and I sold it and now I want it back. And I'm upset with myself for getting rid of it.
Oh, but you know, so anyway, so I mean, yeah, it was my budding interest in, you know, sexual behavior, an interest that led me to really dig, you know, deeper into anime. Now, I mean, I'm a fan of fan service, not too much. Like, if the whole series is nothing but fan service, I'm definitely
like
not. I liked Colorful, but
yeah,
like. Well, there were a couple of, you
is
know...
That like the, was that like the one with the female James Bond where every shot was a panty shot?
No, that's Najika Blitz.
Okay.
Tactics. And I didn't like that either. Though when you got the box set, you actually got a pair of panties. That said... don't ask me how I know that. But anyway...
I think we already know.
Yeah, you probably do. Anyway, but yeah, so that's where that came from. And I mean... Mangas are a lot more in-depth than anime is. Now, granted, I've yet to, except for Central Phrase, come across a lot of animes or mangas that, you know, are brimming with, you know, sexual lust, desire, and masochistic.
Have you ever read anything else by that author? I forget who it was. But,
no,
by the way,
but I take it
everything,
that...
Everything it, that author created had a lot of sex.
Oh, well, then I need to get some more of that because Central Phrase was awesome.
My two favorites being a girl who summons the devil to, she wants to win the heart of a guy. And the devil demands her virginity in exchange.
Like, give me your virginity and you can have this person.
So she's like screwed.
Now see,
so
I would lay down and be like, let's do this.
Yeah, if her crush ever admits that he loves her, then she's got to give it up.
Wait, another one is this girl. Give up her virginity if the guy that she wants actually loves her.
Yeah, so like if the wish is granted, she has to give up her virginity.
Okay.
And then there's another one where love celebrity or love celeb that.
That's by that same person. You talked about that before on another show.
Yeah, that one is the girl wants to be a star, and she ends up being tricked by her manager into going into an apartment where, you know, she would have sex with somebody, a director, to get a part. And she doesn't realize it, and she ends up getting rescued by this guy, only, you know, he really does want to get in her pants. And he goes about, like, seducing her. And it's really funny.
Okay.
I like that kind of stuff. I don't know why, but I do. And they're all very humorous, and I mean they deal with a lot of sexual tones. I'm not gonna even say undertones because they're not.
They're not undertones. They're just tones.
They're just tones.
Hello,
but
reader.
At the same time, they're fully fleshed out stories.
Right.
And the sex has a meaning to the story.
Okay.
Oh, sex has meaning?
Yeah.
It can. But only if you're doing it right.
I know. I'm just kidding. Of course it does. When you love someone very much, it's not fucking anymore. It's making love. And when you just need to get it out, it's fucking. And when it's mutual, it's just sex. And if it's not wanted, it's rape. I get it. The four stages of sex.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm glad that you've been able to, you know, shed some light on that for those of us who probably were not aware.
Fuck sex, rape. I should, if I ever become a music artist, you know how like Justin Timberlake like does future sex love sounds? Maybe I'll do future sex rape sounds.
That's just a whole album of you screaming, no! Do not want! Do not want!
Unwanted physical contact. You're invading my personal space. Where did you get that pickle? Too bad you weren't on that show.
Oh, my God. Okay. Back to subject. Magic.
I'm totally distracted at this point.
Don't worry about the pickle. Just let it go. Ahead.
I don't know what really brought me into the anime and manga. I guess I was always really into cartoons. I just wasn't interested in live action. I've always been a very, very visual person, and I've always been really into, like, comic books and things. Mm-hmm. So I guess and I was home alone after school from third grade on, so I had nothing better to do than watch Toonami every day.
I watched Toonami back in the day, too.
Yeah, so I memorized all of DBZ, DB, most of GT, I watched all three Tenchis. They had them on rotation.
Yeah.
So I watched all three Tenchis probably like four times each. And what else? Cowboy Bebop and Outlaw Star. So those are like the series that I know by heart kind of thing. And I just... when I realized that there was actually a movement out there and that there was more where this came from, I went and found as much of it as possible and have just been devouring it since then. So I guess there's not really one particular thing about anime and manga and stuff that drew me. It just seems like something that I've always been doing. It just seems like a natural thing for me to be doing. Does that make any sense at all? Okay.
Kinda.
Recently, though, I've found that I haven't looked at or watched or read a new anime or manga in probably 2 months, which I feel like I should be going through massive withdrawal, but I've been reading a lot of fan fiction instead, because the biggest issue I have with anime and manga is that it's so short.
Right.
I mean, we all did. We grew up in America where you create your characters, you create your world, and then you continue writing for them until nobody cares anymore. And you will, the creators, after a certain point, will give it up to another set of writers. So this kind of monogamous relationship between a title and its creator, where the creator has from beginning to end everything laid out, is both more satisfying and less satisfying at the same time. Because mm-hmm. everything that happens is planned out, unless you're watching Naruto fillers.
Fillers.
Yeah, but we're not going to go there. This isn't a filler episode. So everything is planned out. So everything is meaningful. And it's all leading somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get close to the characters, you fall in love, and it's over. There's no chance for other experiences with them. So I feel it's I don't even know how to describe it. It's a quality versus quantity thing. And, you know, growing up American, we're all about quantity, and Japan is obviously more quality. So I find myself constantly wishing that there was more to the stories that I really loved, because it involves a constant quest to find new titles that I can fall in love with as much as the old ones.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really difficult, because there are so many things out there that the more I watch, the more picky I am. And the farther I go, the less it seems worth it to go wading through everything to find what I want. So I guess I'm kind of getting disillusioned. I'm having a midlife crisis with my anime obsession, because I find myself staying in the realm of the fan fiction, where I can read hundreds of thousands of different variations on storylines and characters that I already know and love.
But that makes sense, though. That's kind of, at least for me, what I'm noticing as being a natural kind of evolution as you get older, is that the old thing that's tried and true that keeps getting, you know, slightly changed and repackaged and boxed up and shipped out as something new is not new, and you recognize it now more because you have the experience of what was the new and the original. It's the thing that I've been talking about with games and entertainment and, you know, music, is that, you know, there's nothing new under the sun other than the few things that people are doing independently that are truly unique and don't have to kowtow to this many singles have to be on the album before we release it as an album. You know,
the things that don't follow the rules.
Exactly. And I think that's part of the reason why fan fiction is as popular as it is among all of entertainment. Not just in anime, but you have fan fictions based around TV shows, specific characters, bringing characters from...
Yeah, but I've been reading a lot of Harry Potter fan fiction.
I don't read
I didn't Harry even like the books. Did not like the books.
Snape slash...
Snape rape!
I'm a big fan of Snary, so... And
oh,
I don't know
God.
Why. I don't
That's funny
know
because
why.
Snape if wanted Harry's me, mom.
If you told me like a month ago that I would enjoy Snary, I would have smacked you and then
like,
thrown up.
Harry, you look so much like Lily.
It involves a time turner, so they're the same age, or they're vampires, or
kids.
Hi, I've read very, very good ones where they're vampires. And if you're going to live forever, the 20-year age difference doesn't matter so much.
Agreed.
ew.
Wow, that's very smexy.
That's not very smexy.
No, but if I had only read the books, I would have still, you know, wouldn't matter how well they were written, I still would have been like, ew. But Alan Rickman, I love you! So
love
Snape is definitely better in the movies than he ever was in the books. I wasn't a Snape fan until the movies came out. Are you laughing at me?
No, I'm chuckling to myself.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I am.
I love Alan Rickman. Oh, I loved him as the Metatron.
Oh my god.
Alan Rickman is
I want to go watch Galaxy Quest now.
I absolutely love Alan Rickman. I love that he pokes fun at himself, but I also love that he can play somebody who is batshit insane and do it very well.
Insanity is hot. I can't believe I just said that.
That sounds like something I would say more than something you would say.
No, you'd be like, insanity is so hard.
My favorite characters are always homicidal, totally bonkers, or just plain evil.
Yeah.
Insanity is so hard. Or I love it so hard. That's
what I would say. What?
Yeah. She's trying to be me because I say that all the time.
Like, oh my god, Alan Rickman, I love him so hard.
I love him so hard. I think I have a little bit of envy going on there. So
I think that you should probably really talk to somebody.
Does she yells it?
There's no shame in therapy. Okay,
I know that I've been in therapy for 7 years.
Maybe
this is the end product. This is the end product of 7 years of therapy. You're
it's
talking
possible
to.
That
what you wish you'd met me earlier?
Possible, maybe should seek a second opinion. Just throwing that out there.
See, I'm not hurting anyone. I don't follow the voices when they tell me to hurt small children.
Well, that's good. That's very good. Do you want a cookie?
Yes.
See, the last time the voices told me to choke a small child, it was my cousin, and I got caught.
Oh, yeah. See, it's not choking. I don't have an asphyxiation
thing. It's been years
since
I put hands on another person in a violent manner.
I've got a kicking thing. I just want to punt small children. Just see how far, you know, what kind of lift.
One of our friends had a dog, Magic. One of our friends has a dog, or had one. I don't know if it's still alive. It was a little mini Doberman, but because it was so fat, it looked like a football. Whenever I saw it, I always wanted to kick it.
Oh, you just want to see how much lift and spin you can put on it and see how, like
goal!
Be like, four, and just, you know, wail on it.
Yeah, but, you know, kicking that dog.
Not
you
bitches
is sick. I don't even know where to go with that. Nope.
But, no, I've never wanted to get my hands dirty. I've never wanted to, like, punch a child in the face or, you know, like,
that's good.
Strangle them or whacking them upside the head, you know, maybe. But only because it's funny and their hair flips up.
Wow.
It's because my best friend hates children. I was a nice person once.
So she told you she hated children?
It's because he hates children and I spend too much time with him.
So now you
He's
hate children?
Association? Yes, now I hate
what
children by association.
Osmosis?
You can only hear I want to punch that child in the face until it's dead so many times before you start thinking about it yourself.
We should try a social experiment. Every time you see me, just say random things about how much you hate children, and we'll see how long it takes before I'm
how
like,
much, how long it takes to brainwash you.
Yeah, exactly. I think that'd be kind of fun to see.
It's like I had a friend when I was a kid who would not eat green M&Ms. Would not. What knew for a fact that they tasted different than all the other colors. And after a while, I stopped eating the green M&Ms too, because I was like, you know, maybe
he's right.
This plot is right. Maybe I shouldn't drink the water. You know, like.
Well, maybe
if
you
someone
give
is
me
so,
all your money.
If someone is so certain
sick.
In their beliefs, you don't care one way or the other, it's very easy to be swayed.
Ladies, this
yes.
is totally another podcast.
But this is a fun conversation.
Yes. Well,
wait, about punting dogs?
And
no,
small children!
I didn't say I wanted to punt the child!
I
don't
did. That
punt
was me.
Children! It's bad for them. I'm taking the mic now, because you bitches is crazy.
But you didn't finish... did you fully explain why you liked manga?
Because I'm crazy?
Because
I'm crazy? Because I'm a visual learner... Which is probably why I'm much more interested in manga than anime. And because I've got a good imagination. I like imagining the voices for myself, imagining the tone of voice and the way they move. And manga gives me more leeway. It presents an idea, a moment,
but it gives you an imagination
character.
Playground.
Hmm?
But it gives your imagination a playground.
Yeah. Less so than a book, but more so than anime.
Right.
I find myself, every time I watch an anime based on a manga, I find myself disappointed. Because I add a tone of darkness to
everything.
And when you turn something into an anime, it's always lighter. And it drives me nuts. If somebody could come up with
a very dark, horrible, gruesome,
to keep the darkness, like DeGrayman, one of my favorite mangas ever. The anime is okay. It's decent. It's not half as gothic as the story. Is the way I think the story really is. So that's why I'm not as big of a fan of the anime as the manga.
Okay.
And then gaming's a whole other thing. Because gaming, I feel, I don't know, sometimes I just want to watch the storyline rather than participating in it.
Right.
So I really like manga because I can participate. I'm not a huge fan of gaming because I
have to
participate.
Right.
I'm a very hypocritical conundrum.
Obviously. But you own that.
I like what I like, and I can't explain why.
But that's a good thing. So is it my turn now?
I'm done.
Okay.
Yes, we're done.
All right.
I'm going to talk about green M&Ms.
Rather than talk about why I'm a gamer, because I think I've hashed that out probably about 4 or 5 different times in this show, that I'm just a tech geek, and I can't help it. And computers and video games and hardware pretty much do it for me.
Yep.
I'm going to talk a little bit about how those seem to be becoming mainstream things of late. We've been talking about, at least for the last 3-4 months, about different comic books that are becoming movies or sequels to comic books and graphic novels that have become movies. And one of the things that I'm noticing is that that's gone and been ramped up a lot. Marvel's optioning all kinds of properties. The same thing with DC to become full feature-length films. But there's also been an explosion of the sci-fi on the gamer side of the world. If you take a look at some of the games that are getting ready to come out that have been announced, that people are getting very excited about them, they share a lot of similarities. The majority of them are multiple player online. The majority of them are licensed off of a known brand. And it is a sci-fi brand in one way, shape, or another. So some of the big hubbub massive multiplayer online games are Star Trek Online, which has been getting all kinds of buzz. Basically, you can create your own crew member, go from ship to ship, explore the universe, meet other people that have made their crew members. I don't know how many people are actually going to redshirt themselves or not, but that would be an interesting phenomenon to see if that happens. You've got DC Universe, which basically lets you take a DC character or create your own in the universe and battle around with villains. You can be a good guy or a bad guy of your choosing, and fight against others, making similar choices as well. And then you've got Champions Online, which I didn't realize for the longest time that Champions is actually a follow-up game to City of Heroes, which is great because I've been bitching and moaning about City of Heroes not being on the Mac since the developers came out and said, yeah, we're not ever going to make a Mac version, so you guys can suck it. Champions looks great. It's going to be available on the Xbox 360 and on the PC. Star Trek Online is going to be available on PC to start, And then I believe that DC Universe Online is going to be available on PC to start as well, but will also be available on the platforms. But just don't quote me on that because I have to look that up. But one of the things that I'm noticing is that so much sci-fi is becoming mainstream. A lot of the shows that are coming back for TV here in the U.S., for mainstream networks are sci-fi. So the Terminator TV show is coming back. There's a new show that Fox has optioned called Fringe, which Fringe kind of, to me, it's done by J.J. Abrams that did Alias and like, oh shit, what was the other show? Lost. How could I forget that? And it just looks interesting. The lead is a female, so very much like the Sarah Connor Chronicles Terminator movie TV show. But
can you believe they're making another Terminator movie, by the way?
I choose to ignore the existence of another Terminator movie.
It's really funny. I saw the preview for the first time, and, you know, they hadn't given any information or anything yet, and I was like, oh my god, what is this? Are they making more Terminator movies? I was being really sarcastic about it. And then he was like, my name is John Connor. So I was like, oh god, no!
Put it back! That's my reaction. Well, you know, the thing is, I think that people are realizing that science fiction is an escape from reality. I think that we got so overwhelmed with reality TV shows. I mean, come on. America's Top Dog has talent. Really? 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 Okay. That, you know, people need to escape reality. And when they're being bombarded with reality on TV, then TV is no longer an escape. The best escape that we've always had has been fantasy. And sci-fi has always been a great escape. Eureka's coming back, actually, on the Sci-Fi Network.
I like Eureka.
And I love Eureka.
Here's a question for you.
You gave me Eureka.
Why does sci-fi translate better to movie than fantasy? Like dragons and wizards and stuff, fantasy.
I think, at least for me, my perception has been for the movies that I've seen that they've tried to do fantasy and then they do sci-fi. I think there is a fine line between what we allow ourselves in our imagination to see as possible and real and tangible. And a movie always makes something tangible in one regard or another. And so I think that science is tangible.
Okay, people on brooms. And okay. Avada Kedavra.
That's not tangible to me. A dragon is not tangible. Okay, a spaceship is. Even if it's a spaceship that looks like a car. I know that we can travel to space. Science says that we can defy gravity. So my brain tells me that, okay, this is tangible. It's in the realm of possibility. For me to enjoy a fantasy, there has to be a piece of it that I can believe is something in the realm of possibility. Like, Just a piece, and then my brain can go wherever you want to take me. Okay, it's the reason why I loved Stardust, the movie.
I loved Stardust. Okay. Oh my god!
All right, I didn't love it as much as Panda does, but
oh my god, I was like, oh, I want to fall in love with a star.
And that's the thing. Okay, that's the piece of it for me that made it tangible, because at its core, it's a love story. Okay, I think that it's so easy for the majority, because that's when you're talking about entertainment. The majority has to buy into it in order for it to be a big smashing success. And I don't think that the majority lets themselves play enough to enjoy fantasy. If that makes any sense.
It does.
You have to have a whimsical kind of mind in order to enjoy fantasy. And take it for exactly what you see and what it is and enjoy that. Yeah. Whereas sci-fi, you know, I can go to a movie like iRobot. Okay, androids are possible. Honda's got Osimo. So my brain goes, okay, this could happen. Wow, this could be a problem. And there's going to be effects and this is going to be great. And, you know, maybe in the future that's something that we get to. You know, I think that for a lot of people, it's easy to make sci-fi something that we pull technology out of and is something that drives us forward. where, you know, the majority of fantasy stuff that makes it to mainstream is medieval, it's past, it's very easy for people to go and say, well, I've been there, we've done that, we've grown from that, and oh, why would I want to go back, and slough it off.
Yeah.
And not enjoy it for the fun that it is. Like, have you ever seen Eric the Viking?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so it's a movie that has, oh god, I can't remember his name now. Anyway, the guy that's banging Susan Sarandon.
Someone's banging Susan Sarandon?
Oh my god. Anyway, yeah.
Really don't pay attention to Susan
Tim Sarandon. Tim Robbins, there we go. My brain, it's not always gone. Okay, and it's basically a farcical look at the journey of the Vikings. The whole thing is a funny fucking movie. Now, historically, it's not completely accurate, but there's a lot of history in it. And it's funny as shit. Because at one point in time, you've got, like, these six Vikings that are on a tiny, tiny ass boat. Viking boat. It's not even a big Viking boat, which they complain about often. And they're floating through fog, and they're fighting people, and at one point, someone's drinking mead, and they're like, dude, where'd you get the mead? Because there's no place for you to put the shit on the boat, but whatever. You know, and they poke fun. They all have long hair and look like they're out of some, you know, 80s hair band. And it's funny, and the fight scenes are awful. But it's a great fantasy movie. Nobody saw it. Nobody did anything with it. So I think it's just our ability to enjoy our imagination and not be critical of it.
Yeah.
That keeps fantasy from being as widely adopted as science fantasy. Because I do enjoy just straight fantasy. That sounds so weird, like it's a genre. I enjoy straight fantasy versus gay fantasy. But it doesn't have to have a lot of science in it for me to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right.
But I like, fucking love sci-fi.
Yeah, see, I gave up on fantasy movies. So I read nothing but fantasy novels and watch nothing but sci-fi movies. But I hate reading sci-fi books, and I can't watch fantasy movies.
I
have so much jargon in them because they really want to make it sci-fi.
Yeah, I'm okay listening to sci-fi jargon, but I can't read sci-fi jargon. I think that's really the line.
I don't think that there are a lot of directors and, you know, screenwriters out there who enjoy fantasy enough to really do it justice. Like, the worst movie that I ever saw that was a fantasy movie was the Dungeons and Dragons movie. I was originally so excited. I was like, yes, a good Dungeons and Dragons movie. Finally, it's going to happen. They've got Jeremy Irons. How could this go wrong?
Wait, wasn't Jeremy Irons in Aragon? Was he in Dungeons and Dragons?
He was in Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah, I remember a conversation in the theater when we were watching Aragon about how every time there's a dragon movie, Jeremy Irons has to be in it.
He was in Dungeons and Dragons.
Was he in Reign of Fire? Because that would just make life amazing.
It's very possible that he was in Reign of Fire. I would have to check it up because I refused to see Reign of Fire. But yeah, pretty much if it's got a dragon in it, it's probably got Jeremy Irons in it. And that started with Dungeons and Dragons. He was the evil king that was trying to take over all the dragons. Yeah. Anyway, I think that, you know, there's not enough people trying to do it that absolutely love it. Because it takes a love of something to either really do it wrong or really do it justice. I mean, like, look at the Wachowski brothers. Okay, you either...
We're using the R word.
What?
In movies, the brothers.
What about the brothers?
I know it was on the news here in Massachusetts, like maybe 2 days ago, that like in one of their movies, they kept using the word retarded like all the time, like, and parents of people who are special needs are saying that like it's like a racial slur, and now they're going after.
Here's the thing. So it's the Tropic Thunder movie.
Yeah.
So much. I almost said so hard, but I restrained myself.
See? This is so hard.
I don't know where that came from. Maybe my subconscious was trying to tell me something.
Maybe your subconscious is. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I look at it like this. entertainment is entertainment, whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it. I treat it much like, you know, the right to express yourself and say whatever it is that you want to say. I don't like the N-word. I don't like it in hip-hop. I don't like it in polite conversation. I don't like it at all. But
no matter who's saying it?
No matter who's saying it. As Panda will tell you.
Yeah, I know. I had a welt on my arm for like a week after I said it because I was singing a Tupac song. It makes me wonder that if he was still living and Ninja was sitting next to him.
I would smack Tupac. I would probably get shot, but I would smack Tupac.
That's where I was going to go with that.
And I would tell him that his mother raised him better. And then he'd say no because she was in jail. And I'd say, okay, touche. Anyway. Yeah, I said it. Don't shoot me. I don't like the word, but people have the right to say it. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it. Doesn't mean I have to say it. But they have the right to say it. Amanda has the right to say it. I also have the right to smack her for saying it.
Yeah.
So as far as the word retarded goes, we all grew up in Massachusetts. Retarded is like a verb, and it's also a noun and a pronoun and an adjective and an adverb. It's a word.
Yes.
Whatever you give strength to that word, that's on you. It is just a word. Some people are retarded in that they do some dumb shit. Okay.
They do some, never mind.
People that have mental handicaps are different. They have mental handicaps. So yeah. If they said mental handicaps throughout the entirety of the movie, I would say absolutely. You have the right to say that and be pissed off.
Right.
Do they have the right to be pissed off about the word retarded being used a bunch of times? Depends on the context of which the word retarded is used. I haven't seen the movie. I can't say. I don't have any people in my family that are retarded that I like. So I may not find it offensive. But you absolutely have the right to find things offensive if you think they're offensive. You don't have to go see it.
That's yeah. Right.
I don't know. I'm of two minds about stuff like that. It's like, you really shouldn't use offensive language, but at the same time, it's an art form. They could be trying to say something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, how much do I want free press over
like,
hurting
people's like feelings? Like the whole concept of the Boondocks, where it's you know, it's animation that it seems like, you know, they're trying to raise up the awareness of what, you know, black people are all about, but at the same time it sends a funny message to white people, because like, yep, that's how black people are like, and then the black people are like, haha, that's so funny, wait, that's really what we're like. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah so. I don't know,
not to end on a downer or anything like that, but
God, that was terrible. Way to bring us down.
Yeah.
And now girls on trampoline.
You should have just let us talk about green M&Ms.
But the thing is if you start censoring somebody.
Where does it stop?
Exactly. It is a rolling bubble. So I would much rather not censor than start, because the people that decide today that this word is not okay, tomorrow may decide that this word, that word, and that word are not okay. Then it becomes that it's not just words that are okay, it's ideas that are not okay. And then it goes from ideas that are not okay to beliefs that are not okay. And then it goes from beliefs that are not okay to people that are not okay. And I have a big problem with that.
That train's never late.
Ever. Ever.
Ever.
So, to end on an upper... My hangover's gone.
Yay, because now I'm going to start drinking my TK, so mine's going to start.
And it's a good weekend for gaming. It's a great weekend for multiple online persons to play with me. So look for the Ninja. I will be playing Civ. I will be playing Soul Calibur.
I tried out Geometry Wars the other day. Because I've got the demo, and it is so much fun.
Yeah.
Told ya.
Oh my god. Is
and I really do hate the circles.
I know. The circles suck.
I hate the tiny little squares with the X through them too. Those are really annoying.
Yeah, because when you break the big one, the little ones also I hate them too.
And they move erratically and are like,
yes. I hate the green ones that kind of follow you, but then when you turn around to fight them, they run away.
Those like, are irritating.
You're being a punk. Come at me.
Come at me. Come on.
Panda is taking on all shapes.
Oh, by the way, someone has beaten me for my token.
Oh?
Yes. Though I don't think, at first I don't think he realized because he hadn't listened to the show. And then when he listened to the show, he's like, so what does that mean? I'm like, you know what that means. So I should announce who it is.
All right, token winner.
So my token winner beat me best out of 10 rounds in Soul Calibur 4, and it's actually one of the hosts of an all-game show.
They can't win!
Is that allowed?
I think someone did.
No, but hosts can't win!
He's a fan of our show, too.
Yeah, hosts but can't win!
He can't win.
Oh.
Did you not see the thing on the forums? We are not eligible for tokens.
Oh, well, then never mind. Ha ha!
Gotta read the fine print, motherfucker!
How fine is it?
It's pretty fine. Okay. I mean, it's not that fine. Like,
well, then, ha ha. Never mind. I got my stuff wrong, so that means I still have it. Teehee!
So, tell the people how to win your token.
Because he whooped me. He whooped me good.
Yeah, no. Hosts can't win the tokens.
Oh, well.
Otherwise, there would be nothing to keep us from giving each other our token.
It'd be like, well, Panda looked at me, and it was so awesome that I gave her a token.
Exactly.
I wish it was that cool. Never mind then. Then you guys
stop talking into a bottle.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
You can still win my token. Challenge me if you dare.
That is scary.
All right,
that's kind of scary.
Okay, so with that, I guess I'm going to have to do the end business. You got to keep hitting us up on the website, people, www.electricsisterhood.com or the short address, which is
sh.mobi. That's ESH.MOBI. The short address will bounce you to the long address. You can check out what we're talking about on the site. If you don't like that, you can listen to our podcast through a live stream there. Any RSS read, we're on iTunes, and we are part of the All Games Network.
You can catch our show airing on the All Games Radio Network Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch out some of the other awesome shows on the All Games Radio Network, like Evil Avatar, Ultimate Quest, Bobby Black Wolf Show, All Games Interactive, Super Happy Fun Time Show, Platform Nation. It's ridiculous how many shows are on the network. So catch our show as well as some other great entertainment over there. You can also, like Panda said, use the Hit Us Up link on our website to talk to us, read the stuff that we're putting up on our website, comment. You could win stuff like Jarell, who won a token for the All Games Appreciation Month, and I will be sending you out your email today so you can claim your token. All you have to do in order to claim your token is, one, be a member of the All Games Radio Network forums, and two, meet one of the criteria from one of us to give away tokens. I've given away mine. There are still two tokens left for the rest of the month, so beat him.
Yep, and to remind you guys, you have to beat me in the best of 10 in Soul Calibur 4 or beat me, however, in Civ.
And I'm just going to give mine out to whoever the heck I feel like, whenever the heck I feel like it, so.
Well, you got to do it before the 1st of August, so.
Yeah.
Yep. I can do that with that.
So.
Okay.
With that. I guess we're going to have to call this podcast Toast.
Yeah, it's kind of toasty.
What are you going to do with your toast, Panda?
I'm going to put some cheese on it and some bacon on it.
Throw some cheese on that toast.
Yep, right. and I'm gonna eat it like a sandwich.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Magic?
I don't really want toast.
Okay. Then give it to me. I'll make a double-decker sandwich.
Okay, you can have my toast.
Me, I'm going to take my toast, and I'm just going to put some butter on it and eat it because I'm hungry. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic.
And we are out.
Later, guys.
See you later.